Human rights groups in Turkey say thousands of asylum seekers there have been rounded up, and some of them have been forced to sign voluntary deportation papers to places like Afghanistan and Syria. The Turkish government is also ramping up a campaign to verify IDs at checkpoints and bus stations. As Dure Buskerin reports, some Syrians in Turkey who don't have valid residency permits are hiding at home now rather than risk being deported.
The apartment has sloped ceilings, warmed by a golden afternoon light. But even home can feel like a cage.
It kills you, the waiting.
A 26-year-old architect says the past weeks have been a nightmare. Last week, his boss told him to stop coming in to work.
It really changed the way you move. Even this morning when I went to get some bread, actually, like when you go to an ATM machine, it's really like terrifying. It's always in your mind.
We won't share his name or his hometown in Syria. That's because the permit that granted him legal residency in Turkey expired after he graduated from a university in Istanbul. He tried to register again with no luck, despite hiring lawyers, paying bribes.
I'm just stuck.
Sometimes, he says, when a migration official tells him he can't get legal residency here, he starts to lose it.
I get somehow rude with them, like, you're telling me now to go away, and if some police checkpoint gets me, that they will get me into Syria, to the place where hundreds of people die daily.
The answer is always the same.
And the guy says, yeah, it's okay, it's not my problem. So this is the answer, the normal answer you get.
About 900,000 Syrians live in Istanbul, Turkey's largest city. The majority have permits that allow them to stay here. But Turkish law requires refugees to stay in the districts where they are registered, and registrations in Istanbul closed back in 2018. Last month, Syrian activists in Turkey began getting calls from people in the northern districts of Idlib and northern Aleppo, claiming they had been picked up in Turkey without valid residency cards and forced to sign papers agreeing to return to Syria. Videos posted to social media show men on buses, handcuffed with plastic zip ties. The Turkish government says it's part of a crackdown on illegal migration. It started just weeks after the ruling party lost a contentious local election, and as Turkish public opinion has shifted against Syrian refugees. So far, officials have denied that Syrians are being deported to a war zone. In Fatih, an Istanbul neighborhood with many Syrian restaurants and shops, a weekly market seems a bit subdued. Your ID might be checked here, or at a bus stop, or just on the street. Syrian men are often targeted, their papers scrutinized for an expiration date and correct province. Some families have decided it's easier to leave their jobs and homes and move out of Istanbul.
Moving every day.
Muath Youssef is an IT worker and Syrian activist. He says he's fielding hundreds of calls from terrified refugees.
They know I'm trying to contact the Turkish government and to find a solution. They send me every day. I receive more than 100 stories.
He's heard from families where the parents have registration cards in one city, but their children are registered in another. People who traveled to Istanbul for medical care and may not be allowed to stay. Primary breadwinners who fear they won't get another job if they're forced to leave the city. For the unregistered architect, life is on hold. He avoids going outside. He can't get on a bus.
When you have like a lot in your mind to do, when you have a lot of plans, a lot of things to arrange.
His fiance is registered in another Turkish province, so they can only see each other on short visits. Her family won't allow them to marry and move in together until he has a legal permit to stay in Turkey.
So at this point, you don't know even if you will stay, if you will have your wedding, or if you will get married at all, or you will live to live in this home.
For the world, Dure Buskerin, Istanbul.